We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the K-State Sports Network from Learfield, live from the Power Cat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this is the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by Power Cat Sports Grill, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at KansasStrong.com. And by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff. Progress powered by Kansas farmers. This is the Jeff Mitty Show. Here's Brian Smoller.
And hello and welcome to another edition of the Jeff Mitty Show here at Power Cat Sports Grill. Glad you could join us. Brian Smoller along with the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty, talking K-State women's hoops for the next hour. As we get ready to wrap up our season of Jeff Mitty Shows, getting ready to preview what's ahead for the Wildcats and also talk about the postseason, which is on the horizon for K-State, thanks for their win over the Jayhawks here this last week. Glad you could join us both online through Facebook. You can connect us there with the Facebook stream through the K-State Athletics Facebook account. You can also reply on Twitter with some questions. We've got a tweet that was sent out earlier. You can reply to that with some new notes and news about the Wildcats, and we'll of course respond with whatever you pop up. And we got questions for you on site if you want to join us as well. Lacey Williams back in the studios. Glad you could join us. How about a round of applause for the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty, who joins us here to talk K-State hoops. Wildcats coming off a tough road loss at West Virginia, a game in which they were down by near 20 points, came all the way back to tie that game up in the fourth quarter, just ran out of steam in the end trying to get back into the game. Let's start there, I guess, in that game. Great effort to get all the way back into it. What adjustments did you feel like you made to be able to get you back into the game before we start talking about how the game ended up not in your favor?
Yeah, I don't know that there's any major adjustment. This team... we have not, I think we went on a 15-0 run, we have not been the type of team that plays as hard and competes as hard to get a 15-point lead as opposed to when we're down and we feel like our backs are against the wall. And then, of course, as it's just a hard way to play, right? And then you get, you know, we tie it up, and they had already called a timeout. I think it was 43-38 when they called a timeout. We did a good job after that timeout of not giving them a push. So then we get it tied back up, or we get it tied, I think, at 45. And then Hemingway, who's about an 18% three-point shooter, knocks a three down. And then they get a reverse layup from Madison Smith where we cover one side of the rim pretty good, but she finishes on the other side. But you've put yourself in position where, you know, yeah, those plays might happen. Those plays happen in a game. All the time, 20% three-point shooters knock them down. That's a different shot if it's a shot that you're up 15 and that's to cut it to 12. But I don't know. You know, it we're continuing to try to push the right buttons, but we have not been tough enough in stretches. We've allowed teams to get it stretched out. Those are areas of the game on the road where it's more critical, where you don't have the home fans to maybe give you that extra energy. I think we talked about that a while back. But, you know, you're not going to be at the top of the league if you can't win road games. And certainly we're not there this year. But for us going forward, this group has to be tougher on the road, and we have to make more stops on the road, and those things just have to happen better.
It should be noted here that West Virginia was playing – in a sense, for their postseason lives. I mean, they had a little bit of extra motivation. The Mountaineers are on the bubble for the NCAA tournament. They could ill afford to drop any games here going down the stretch. So you knew going in, I guess, on paper, this was going to be a tough game. Senior day for them, high motivation for West Virginia. They finished the season with another home game. Then they go to Baylor. So they knew they could not drop this game. And so you look at the game as a whole, there were a bunch of shots for West Virginia that go down that normally, like you said, there was Quinterly hits one off the top of the backboard that goes straight up and straight in. Madison Smith hit a three-pointer that looked like it might hit the top of the ceiling and then come down. I mean, you guys guarded well, but sometimes they just hit big shots.
Well, look, I don't want to – West Virginia made plays. Give them credit. And they were coming off a game with double overtime. So – you know, we had opportunities early. They're coming off as tough a loss as you can come. So there aren't any excuses. I mean, I feel like in February, everybody's playing for their postseason life. I feel like right now we ought to be playing with that kind of – and in some games we are, but we have not played well on the road, and we have not competed as hard as necessary to win on the road. And I don't think we can sugarcoat it. I mean, it yeah, I don't think I can sugarcoat it any.
You've been very blunt. So let me ask you this.
I don't think I can.
In the West Virginia game the first time around and in this game, turnovers were a problem. On the road, in the games that K-State has started that we have struggled, it has been often the turnover that has been an issue.
Yeah.
How do you – and then watching the game back this last weekend, not seeing it live, was it was – it looked like there were times where young ladies are running the play. They're running the play – to the detriment almost because there's somebody there for West Virginia. There may be some impedance, but instead of – so here's the question. How do you get between running the play the way it's called, and I'm trying my hardest to run this play to please my coaches, please my teammates, whatever else, versus not ad-libbing per se, but just playing basketball, recognizing that's not there, and then changing and going into something else?
Well, I mean, every play that we run has counters to however somebody defends it, whether they ice the ball screen, whether they trap a post player, whether they – every action or play has things that you coach. Now, if we're not doing those things well enough, then it's on us to coach it better. It's on our players to practice it better. It's on all those things. So, I mean, every one of those, I think the one thing that you get with any team is, you're right, that balance of all five players being locked into how somebody's being defended. I'll give you an example. Briley has as hard a job as anybody for us offensively because she has to flip back and forth between a diver on some offensive lineups or a player that spaces away from the action. So she's a player that when Eliza comes into the game, Eliza's the diver. Briley is a spacer. With our starting lineup, Briley dives the other space. So Jay spaces away, Gabby spaces away. I mean, these are things that so Briley has the toughest of that adjustment. And, there are times we need to help Briley better because there are times when she maybe isn't as in tune with the lineup change. And those are just coaching things. And some of it is, as we've talked about, we've got three sophomores that played a lot of minutes last year. But let's be honest, every day you're getting better. Every day you're trying to do things better. And that group is in that boat, as well as the seniors that are a little shorter time frame of their career. They're trying to get better today. They're trying to get better tomorrow.
We're going to talk about the seniors on this show today because it is senior day for the Wildcats coming up on Saturday. We're going to talk about the future for the Wildcats coming up in postseason play. We're going to talk about all Big 12 stuff, what the process is, let Coach educate everybody, how that gets voted on by the coaches. Before we go to break, however, I went and looked this up because I was curious today about it. But as K-State has struggled on the road this year, the road record for that sophomore group of Briley, Jalen, and Serena doesn't look very good, but it is almost identical. I mean, a game off the road record for Barry Brown, Kamau Stokes, and Dean Wade their first 2 years at K-State. We'll take a break.
I remember those guys.
Yeah, they're pretty good. Yeah. They end up winning the conference, so I guess I'm predicting a Big 12 title. You're welcome. We'll take a break here. We'll come back. We'll continue on with Jeff Biddy and the Jeff Biddy Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Kansas Securities Commissioner Dan Klukas. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Investment scams don't just target the elderly. Research shows many fraud victims are college-educated, financially literate individuals who are optimistic. 1 in 10 will fall victim to investment fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest and educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
The will of a farmer is like no other, forged by the strength of generations past, propelled by the hope of what lies ahead. Unpredictability cannot shake its resolve. It wears a coat of courage and commitment, boots made of love for the land. At BASF, we support you with tools for tomorrow, new chemistries, seed traits, and technologies, because we know the world's future will be fed by the will of a farmer. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
Ready to get back in the game? Great news! The movement experts at Advanced and Preferred Physical Therapy can help you find relief and results and keep you off the sidelines. With over 20 convenient locations across Greater Wichita and Kansas City, contact Advanced and Preferred Physical Therapy today at aptclinics.com to see a physical therapist. Advanced and Preferred Physical Therapy, a proud partner of K-State Athletics and trusted choice for keeping Wildcat fans in the game.
Back again on our coverage here at Powercat Sports Grill on the Jeff Biddy Show. Powercat Sports Grill, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. Brand new tables and chairs and booths here at Powercat Sports Grill, kind of added to the decor of this place. Pretty nice now. We don't have to worry about people not being able to see. We got lower level tables in the front, so great home. It's also the home of the Chris Kleiman Show. Powercat Sports Grill has been a great partner for us here the last couple of years for these shows. Big thanks to everybody here. If we don't get to it later. But big thanks to the staff that house us and all of our fans here on Monday nights for the show. It's been great.
Yeah, I do a great job. We have a lot. We bring recruits here a lot. The back room there, we utilize that a lot as well. So, yeah, great place.
We had a question from the audience, Randy Strothman, who jumped up and asked, can we explain why Serena, who we're going to talk about here in a second, is not listed in the Big 12 shooting percentage leaders with her stats? I'm not sure that you get it. Well, it's simple. The Big 12 has a formula that you have to have a certain number of minimum shots per game, something. It's kind of the reason why Emily Ebert has a free throw percentage of 85% and has shot 70 free throws, but yet does not make the qualifying list for the Big 12 to be ranked in the top 10. It's really silly. Trying to get that changed. Because I get it. Like, if you've shot 12 shots and you've made 11, you shouldn't be listed in the field goal percentage or free throws. But 70 feels like a pretty high number and a pretty good sample size. I think we should probably bump that up a little bit in a 25-game season.
Yeah, probably. I'm surprised that Serena's not in there as well. That would be an indication. That'd be a coaching problem. We need to get her more shots. She's making a lot of shots. So
Up to 47% shooting now.
Well, she's finishing really well around the rim. Really, she has really made big improvements there. Worked hard at it. I think she's taken to the drill work that we've talked about and really worked hard. Really finishing at a high level. And you're seeing her expand what she used to go down there and kind of force, and the step-through move was the move that she wanted. She would pivot, try to step back through. Now you're seeing her go with a little left-hand jump hook. You're seeing her get more comfortable with the turnaround jumper. You're seeing her get more comfortable going first move. She's just playing at a very good pace right now. And we do need her to be more aggressive. She's got the ball in her hands a lot, and she needs to keep that scoring mentality because she is playing very well.
Averaging 18 a game the last seven games, 3 steals a game, has attempted and made 47 out of 52 free throws in that last seven-game stretch, which is an incredible number. Serena, by the way, if you didn't see it, was named the Big 12 Player of the Week today by the conference after her week, 22.5 points per game the last week. Just a tremendous week for her. 5.5 assists, 4.5 rebounds, 3.5 steals, and averaged 37 minutes a game the last 2 games. And according to our own Randy Peterson, according to herhoopstats.com, Sundell is the only player in the nation this season and the fourth since 2010 to have a game with 24 or more points, 7 or more assists, 5 or more rebounds, 4 or more steals, and shoot 80% from the field. That was the game against the Jayhawks, which is just incredible.
Randy comes up with some incredible stats.
I think he spends all day kind of measuring different things.
Yeah, when the temperature is 71
that's right.
in the arena.
That's right.
And on the East Coast.
That's right.
Regardless of what the criteria is, any of those would be really good numbers. Shooting the free throw percentage, getting to the free throw line a lot. So those, you talk about attempts, those are not. So when you talk about the efficiency numbers that she's playing with, she's doing an awful lot of really, really good things and just getting better every day.
The difference for her, it seems like this has been a slow burn all season for Serena to get to this point. Was there any point during the season that you felt like she turned a corner and you saw her kind of become more of this, what we're seeing right now?
Well, I think... That's a good question. Boy, the season is such a grind. I'm not real good at the rearview mirror of going over those things. I would say you probably characterize it best. There probably hasn't been that one moment where you just went, wow. There was a couple practices stacked together where you felt like, okay, that's the consistency we're looking for. There hasn't been the one wow moment that I've said. I've just seen a gradual improvement. And I tell you where she's really excelled is in the transition game. In where you've seen that, the Baylor game is where you saw her just push it with the confidence and play better in tight spaces where normally you might see her avoid splitting defenders. That was a game that you saw her split defenders, get to spots on the floor. The play that I remember so well, Baylor hit a 3 that cut it to maybe like 7, and it was kind of at that 8-minute mark of the fourth, and I kind of waved to her to keep going, and she just went one hard dribble, and she got to the top of the key, and there was two defenders. She split them both, got to the rim, and got fouled. And that was a play for me that she wasn't trained to run the clock out. She's like, no, we're going to keep the pedal down. And, you know, if you look at Synergy in terms of points per possession, she's about 1.3 points per possession in transition, which is a really, really high number.
Very high.
So that's an area that I've seen the most improvement. Because I will say this, Goff, let's talk about taller guards. Between the top of the key and the top of the key, that is an area that they can struggle because little guards can get up under them and make it hard. And so we have to work real hard in that area of the floor of not letting the Madison Smiths,
J.J. Quinterly's,
attack the dribble in the middle of the floor. Serena's handling that much better than she was, let's say, in early January.
We're going to see a couple more of those coming up this week. Nevaeh Tott with Oklahoma, Rory Harmon of Texas.
Two of the better ones, sure.
We're going to talk about all Big 12 stuff because Serena will certainly be in the mix for that, a preseason all-conference pick for the Bobcats prior to the season, and certainly on her way to, you would think, all Big 12 honors of some level. We'll get coaches' thoughts on that before we go to break, or as we go to break. One question from the Facebook audience, which comes from Ron Tolman. He says, Coach, many are going to miss our questions during the offseason.
Am I going to miss them? I like the questions. I like our fans to ask questions about whatever the case may be. But I don't know that I'll miss them.
Yeah, you don't shy away from questions, certainly.
Yeah, I don't mind. I like the questions. I would much rather have a fan base that's knowledgeable and wants to know what's going on than the apathy of some fan bases. So I'm lucky that our fans care enough to ask questions.
We'll take a break here, come back more with the coach when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community, at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
Are you thinking about buying medicine online? A search for online pharmacies yields more than 20 million results. But which ones can you trust? Medicines bought from unlicensed online pharmacies can be dangerous. You may get a fake drug, your condition may get worse, or you may experience a bad reaction. Don't put your health at risk. To learn how to find an online pharmacy that's safe and legal, visit fda.gov/besaferx. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Back again on the Jeff Mini Show here at Powercat Sports Grill. Brian Smoller along with the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mini, talking K-State women's hoops. Nick Lander pipes in on Facebook and asks to Coach Mini, what about coaching do you find the most rewarding?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the one thing that that we're probably losing with some of the transfer portal, but not a lot. I think taking a team from point A to the finish line, I really enjoy seeing how that works. Now, I don't always enjoy it, but it's part of the process, right?
Right.
And I think the same with people. I think the same where you have a freshman and you. But I will say this. In today's transfer portal, there are real opportunities for us coaches to have an impact on a player for a year that maybe their college experience wasn't very good. And so you can change the course of that person's thought process of their entire experience. I had that happen for me at Missouri Western as a player. Had a coaching change. I was playing dual sports. I thought about giving up basketball and was going to give up basketball and play baseball. And the new coach came in and convinced me to play. And it totally changed my thought process on that. So I owe Coach Smith an awful lot for doing that for me, because I hadn't had the experience that I wanted basketball prior to that. So, you know, I think with any coach, you've got to look at what we used to look at is that we'd get them as freshmen and we'd see that process and then we'd go on. That's not the case. Sometimes our windows are shorter. So, you know, we've got two seniors. Both had very different paths to Kansas State. So Emily Ebert's been here for 4 years. Sarah Shimazi's been here for 9 months. So that is very, very different.
Speaking of Sarah, as we talk seniors here for a little bit, I'm not trying to put words in her mouth, but she has spoken, even on this show, about how thankful she is to be here at K-State and how much she has enjoyed this experience. I reflect on what you just said there about someone's college experience is different than when they arrive here and you have a chance, even in a short time frame out of the portal, to affect how they view college. It seems like Sarah falls into that category because she has raved about her time here at K-State. And that's not to take anything away from LSU and what it was for her at LSU, which is a different experience, not good or bad. But it's clearly she has enjoyed her time here at K-State, even though it wasn't what she signed up for with Ayoka Lee to be her front court mate.
Well, I think this. I think, let's be honest, playing time plays a factor in players' experience in a lot of cases. But take playing time out of the equation, and our job as coaches is to see that the players that are not playing but working hard have a good experience as best they can. Players that are playing 38 minutes, that as well. In Sarah's case, what she has shared with me is that she just felt so welcomed by everybody here and helpful that she is just very, very thankful for people in academics, very thankful for people in veneer, very thankful to the coaches that spend time with her. So I think that I think her overall experience has been a good one, and I'm glad she's here. She's really helped our team, and she came here. Ironically, the article the other day that was in the Manhattan Mercury about her coming because she had such a good relationship on her visit with Yoki at the time. They have a very close relationship. So Sarah has actually talked about staying around to support Yoki next year because Yoki supported her so well. So she's had a very good experience here. So I'm excited for her and her future.
That's pretty cool to hear. Let's talk about Emily Ebert, who is the opposite end of the spectrum. Feels like she, in some respects, it feels like it was just yesterday. She was spurning Missouri State and coming here. And here we are at the end of this journey for her as she begins her life after basketball after this season. But from nearby Frankfort, Kansas, a Wildcat to a Wildcat, great family, been around it all her life, and coach's kid, so to speak. I mean, your thoughts on Emily?
Yeah, you know, Emily and I talked a little bit after practice today, and, you know, she goes, it really is amazing when people tell you how fast it goes, and when you're in it, it's not going as fast. And then you get to this point, and you're like, I can't believe how fast this went. And you hear that from all the seniors. Not so much their end of their freshman year. But she has really been a great representative. She's filled a lot of roles for us on the basketball floor. She has been one of the smarter players in terms of running any position or putting her in any situation. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the pandemic and that was the year that, you know, we didn't play for 31 days. And I was talking to her, and there were teams that were choosing not to play the rest of their season. And I remember sitting in my office with some of the players saying, guys, I think we should play because what are we going to do if we're not? And some of the best basketball moments might come. And, yeah, we're in a tough situation. We haven't done, but some of our best basketball moments might come. And lo and behold, she has a career high against Kansas on our floor. And, you know, those are pretty cool moments. Yoki has, I think, a career high later on that year. So, you know, you feel for the players like an Emily Ebert that played during the pandemic because it was such a weird time. We actually, you didn't make the road trip this week, but we actually were in our dinner and we were doing some things, and Eliza Maupin had the presentation to the team, and she was talking about things, and I was telling, I brought it up to Eliza. I said, talk to the players that played during the pandemic a couple years ago, and this room wouldn't have been like this. We had all been facing forward. We would have been 10 feet apart. We would have not been able to do what we were just doing. So her freshman experience is way different than Emily Ebert's journey because of that. But Emily's been a fantastic player, fantastic representative, and done some really good things here.
Will be missed for sure as she moves on in her career beyond basketball after this season. The two seniors will be honored in a postgame ceremony after the game against Texas, which is 4 o'clock on Saturday. That's what the game tips off, National Girls and Women in Sports Day. More on that coming up. Another break. We're back with more, talking all Big 12 selections and how that process goes for the Big 12. Coach will let us in on that process when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Coach Tang, and we're used to talking about all things basketball. But right now, I want you to hear these four important words about the growing crisis of drug overdose. One pill can kill. Here's one way you can help. If you know someone at risk, be prepared with a life-saving medication called Naloxone. This nasal spray can reverse the symptoms of an overdose and save lives.
Get it free from the Kansas Naloxone program by visiting kdads.ks.gov.
We know you love coming to JP's at the K-State Union just before the ball game. But did you know that you can get the same great food 5 other days of the week?
Really?
Yes, get those same gourmet pub burgers.
Ooh.
Artisan creations. And smoke sensations.
Yahoo!
That are all available through the week at JP's Union Station, located in the heart of campus at the K-State Union.
That's the sound of my guitar saying, wow. Like, wow, Delta Dental has the nation's largest network of dentists. And wow, they cover you all across the US. No hidden costs. Wow. Budget-friendly plans fit for everybody. Wow. A bunch of metalheads with elfy smiles. Wow. Delta Dental of Kansas. Long live smile power.
Back again on the Jeff Binney Show here at PowerCat Sports Grill. Brian Smolo along with the head coach of the Wildcats, Jeff Mitty. Got some questions from Facebook lined up. First of all, Jackie Cook jumps in, says, when will Miss Lee, in reference to Ayoka Lee, get back to play? Will she be back next year? Yes, Jackie, we have answered that a couple of times. Ayoka did when she was on the show last week. Ayoka will be back playing next season for the Wildcats, as she has actually 2 years of eligibility left. We tried to twist her arm into committing to those 2 years last week. She would not do it, so we'll all work on her. But she is definitely coming back and playing next year along with Gabby Gregory and the rest of the Wildcats for the most part, beyond the two seniors we just talked about. Instead of a senior, I wanted, before we get into the All Big 12 stuff, I want to ask you about Eliza Maupin.
Yeah.
Freshman for the Wildcats. She had 11 points, 9 boards against West Virginia. I want to get these numbers right now. Maupin, here in the last 4 games, is averaging 7.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, and hitting 70% of her free throws, and averaging 19 minutes a game. You said you wanted to get her more playing time. She has responded. How do you think she has developed now as she's had more playing time in the physicality of the league?
Yeah, a part of her getting more playing time was getting more comfortable not just playing the 5 but the 4 spot as well. So she has done a really good job of getting more comfortable there. She's played both. And she's playing really, really well. I think she's doing some things. She's playing faster. She's playing earlier. She's playing harder. All of those things. And then I think, you know, we've seen the athletic ability of her ability to catch in the air, her ability to have touch on the lob play. We're starting to see her feel around the basket better. Her balance, I think she only fell at West Virginia 13 times. That was a good time.
She did fall. There were a lot of times she was on the ground, that's for sure.
She's staying upright more often. Now she's going to be a terrific player, works hard at it. She just needs time, and she's earning more time on the floor. So, you know, this is going to be a player that has a really, really bright future here.
No, no doubt. Katie Ames, big fan for the Wildcats, jumps in and says, Coach, what do you think about Eliza playing dual sports? Could she play volleyball? Is that an option?
No.
Could she?
Well.
Yes.
Well.
Are you going to recommend her? No.
Well, here's what I would say about that. We've seen that with Peyton. It's hard to do, right?
Very.
It's really, really hard to do.
And it's not just the physical grind. It's the it's everything.
It's everything. I think that in Eliza's case, she's a terrific athlete. But what I would say is Eliza has a really, really bright future basketball-wise. This is a player that I think can be one of the best defenders in the Big 12. I think she could be one of the best shot blockers in the Big 12. You pair her with Lee and you get them on the floor together, that's a rim defense that is really, really tough. Now, physically, matched up against 5s right now, that's hard for her. She's got to use her quickness. She's got to slide around. She's not in position to block a lot of shots in that spot. But you move her to the 4 where she's matched up better physically, and as she matures, this is going to be one of the exciting shot blockers in the league going forward.
They can see why she was the crown jewel of the recruiting class for K-State, and the Wildcats beat out some big-time schools for her services here this season. All right, let's talk about All Big 12, and I'm going to use Maupin as the launching off point here. We've seen her finish so strong. You're almost to the point now where you're thinking, boy, if you look around the league and you're talking about top freshmen, I think I'd put her in that conversation of being in the top 5 on the All Big 12 freshman team. So take us through the voting process as a coach, and in that, is it too late? When do you guys vote on that stuff?
Boy, it's going to be – well, we don't vote on it yet. We'll vote on it – most coaches will vote Sunday. Okay, we start to nominate. We start to this week. We've got to have our nominations in this week. I'm not allowed to vote for our own players, but I am allowed to nominate. Randy nominates players.
So you tell Randy they nominate the conference. They send you like a digital form. Is it how does it?
Yeah. It's we get every player in the league that is nominated, but we nominate digitally, get that to the league, and we can nominate in every category, you know, so you can nominate in every category if you have a player that fits the category. So is it too late for Maupin? No, I don't think it's too late because you've still, I mean, like you said, her last four games have been that level. There's not a ton of freshmen in the league right now that are being impactful. There's a few. But she'd be on that edge of possibly making it.
We don't want to necessarily lock you in on anything, but do you, in the years past in the league, it's usually been coach, player of the year have followed the team that wins the league. Do you see that being the case this year? Because you could certainly make an argument. Ashley Jones has put up numbers worthy of player of the league. Tayana Jackson of Kansas has put up numbers that are worthy of winning the league. Yet here's Texas that might win the conference but doesn't really have one player in particular that has numbers that are at the top of every category.
I think it's going to be maybe the hardest vote of any year that we've had because, okay, you take a team like Texas who, just like you said, doesn't really have anybody that sticks out that says player of the year. Okay, then go to Oklahoma, who's in second. Okay, they've got a variety of players, but who do you pick?
Right.
Okay, Yanusa at one point was killing it. Now she's kind of, you know, Maddie Williams would be a player of the year candidate. Okay, then you go to Ashley Jones, and she certainly has the reputation. She certainly has the career.
Sure.
Player of probably the league. And then you've mentioned Jackson, who has got to be the front runner for defensive player of the year and certainly impactful for them. You've got Oklahoma State that's done it with a ton of balance and might have the sixth player of the year in Garzon, but maybe doesn't have a player that fits player. I mean, it's really maybe the hardest vote that we've ever had in those categories.
Yeah, I should mention, as we go to Jackson for Kansas, even though they're farther down, the reason she gets mentioned, she leads the league in almost every category except points. She's in the top 10 of points scoring. I think it's like seventh in scoring, but she leads the league in rebounding, blocks, field goal percentage, everything else. So
yeah,
that's why she would be in the conversation. But interesting vote as well. We've got to get to a break. We'll take one. We'll come back on the other side. We'll have more questions for the coach when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I've been driving trucks for a long time. Safety is my number one priority. I know that my truck has huge blind spots. That's why I remember to check my mirrors often for smaller vehicles. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're behind the wheel, try to avoid lingering in those blind spots. It can be dangerous. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Wildcat basketball being brought to you by Kansas Strong. Strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. Brian Smoller along with Jeff Mitty. Lisa Williams back in our studios asking trivia questions here on site for our fans. If you don't know, that's what we do during the breaks. If you come and join us here at Powercat Sports Grill. The Wildcats, of course, a team that are among the Big 12 leaders and averaging 7.5 three-point makes a game. That currently ranks third in school history. They also have close to as many attempts as they've ever had in school history, second most in attempts heading into this game. Again, they had to change the strategy somewhat going into this year because of the way the offense was going to break down without the services of Ayoka Lee in the post. Before we go any farther, I thought I'd ask you about the news that came out today in the Big 12, and that is from TCU. And this was not a surprise necessarily, but Reagan Peabody, who has been the head coach there at TCU, announces she is stepping down here at the end of the season. They are not eligible for postseason, well under 500. Not a terrible surprise. I know they've struggled the last 2 years significantly, but a thought here on Reagan Peabody saying so long here from TCU.
It's kind of that time of the year, right?
Yep.
And certainly they've struggled the last couple years. I don't know that it surprised me. Timing, you never know with those things. But, that is a that'll be an interesting job because certainly in Texas, certainly with the league changing, all those things, that'll be an interesting job. It'll be an interesting year, but Reagan just did not have the success the last 2-3 years, and but she'd done a solid job before that. You know, they had been a team that had been NIT numerous times, and you always hate that in the profession, but she'll have her next career. It'll be interesting to see what she does because I'd heard some administrative things. She had maybe some potential interest in that, but I could also see her coaching somewhere else.
Yeah, certainly a good coach that was successful before at TCU and had that COVID season where she almost went to the postseason. Didn't quite happen and maybe kind of broke the momentum for them. But as you said, has been a leader in the women's basketball game off the court as well and some administrative stuff. So we'll see if that is where she indeed lands for her, who had a bout, the medical thing a couple of years ago with the non-cancerous brain tumor, all that for her. So best wishes to Reagan Peabody and the folks there at TCU as they embark on a new venture. Looks like they're at the half with Baylor and Texas, the Monday night game here in the Big 12 tonight. And it looks like Baylor's got the lead against Texas thanks to a good first half from Sarah Andrews. Sarah Andrews is one of those people that if Baylor was maybe a little bit better in the league, maybe she's in the conversation for Big 12 player of the year.
You know, a month ago we were talking about her, that she was a player of the year candidate. She was playing at such a high level, and they'd gotten some big wins. They had and were near the top of the league. She's leveled off a little bit. I'd have to dive deeper into her numbers, but she's definitely a player that has those capabilities.
37-32 at the half. Baylor with the lead. A little bit of a surprise. Texas, with a win tonight, could win a share of the Big 12 title. Oklahoma still only needs to win out to have any shot at of tying them for the conference championship. This weekend, the league, some big games. Iowa State at Kansas. That's big for the Jayhawks. They got a huge win on Sunday against Oklahoma State. Cowgirls were as hot as anybody. It was a surprise at all that KU was able to hold serve at home and get that win.
I wasn't surprised, but I was curious about that because they had not played since the very first game of conference. And in that particular game, because they played right before we played them, KU really pounded them on the offensive glass. And that was a tight game midway through the third. And I was curious to see because, obviously, we just got done playing Kansas. They struggled in here. It was a critical game for them and a really good opportunity, and it was I think it was Brandon's 500th win.
That's right.
Big game for them and a big win for them,
no doubt. KU is not on the bubble per se, but the Jayhawks had been slipping a little bit on their seed line and had been falling into double-digit seed territory. So they're starting to get closer to the edge of the bubble for the Jayhawks. So they needed a win like that over Oklahoma State. They get Iowa State on Wednesday, so that's another big game for them. Oklahoma State will be at West Virginia, which is an interesting game for both. West Virginia is on the bubble firmly at the moment. They need another big win here going down the stretch, and they have Baylor in their final game, so that's a huge win for, or a huge win needed for West Virginia to get maybe in the tournament against Oklahoma State. And then you've got Oklahoma State on Saturday, Bedlam. That'll have a lot on the line for both teams as Oklahoma tries to stay in the mix for a Big 12 title. All right, we'll take another time out here. Come back, talk with Coach Mini about the postseason that's up ahead for K-State. All that when we return on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
U.S. air quality is better than it has been in decades. The U.S. leads the world in cutting CO2 emissions since the year 2000, all while becoming the world's largest producer of petroleum. We need oil and gas to provide the energy and products we depend on every day. And if we care about the environment, we should produce that vital resource here, because we do a better job on environmental issues than any other nation. That's what keeps America strong and Kansas strong. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com.
Hello, this is Bill Snyder with some alarming nationwide facts. 40 million Americans age 12 and older struggle with substance use. Addiction and substance use affect more Americans than heart disease, diabetes, or cancer. It's time to start talking about addiction as a chronic disease that is treatable. The road to recovery begins with addiction health care at CKF Addiction Treatment. There you can find help, hope, and healing. To learn more, please visit CKFaddictionTreatment.org.
For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has built relationships first and plans second. We get to know you, so we know exactly what you need. Talk to a local Farm Bureau agent today or visit fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Contact Larry Gluey in Burlington, Patrick Booty in Bonner Springs and Marysville, Bill Shipley in Troy, Colleen Cope in Marion, Russ Oddie in Overland Park, Kirk Peterson in Seneca, Seth Erickson in Kansas City, and Jamie Eaton in Olathe.
The Kansas Department of Transportation reminds us that every life is important and invites you to join the Drive to Zero campaign. In Kansas, nearly 1 in 5 motor vehicle fatalities are due to an alcohol-impaired driver. That's over 100 fellow Kansans. Please do your part, designate a sober driver, and get home safely. Buckle up, eliminate distracted driving, and remember, in Kansas, you drink, you drive, you lose.
K-State women's basketball being brought to you by People State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. Visit them at psbbanks.com. People State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Back again here at Powercat Sports Group, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. We've been watching Baylor, Texas go at it on the women's side on Big Monday. There's also a Big Monday on the men's side. And, of course, Wildcat women's basketball in action on Wednesday against Oklahoma down in Norman, against the Red Hot Sooner offense, and then K-State men hosting Oklahoma here. It's kind of rare. You don't normally see that, the same teams playing on the same night about the same time, but that's what happens on Wednesday on Big 12 Now on ESPN Plus for both of those two teams. Oklahoma will not be an easy road trip. The Sooners are obviously a high-flying offensive team. Where does the scout start, I think, with what you would at least say publicly about trying to slow down an Oklahoma offense the way that they can score the ball?
Well, yeah, you know, the last time we played them, and it hadn't been that long ago, but they just pounded us in the paint. They really attacked us before we could get organized and really had a lot of success there. So for us, it really starts with playing that area of the floor better. But they are one of the top five offensive teams in the country. And they play at a pace that is critical. So it starts there. Now, we've got, you mentioned this earlier in the broadcast, one of the things we've got to do to be able to keep that pace from going crazy is not turn the ball over. The turnovers have been problematic. Those live turnovers for a team like Oklahoma, they make you pay. So we've got to shore that up. What people have done most recently to us is they know that we have had a lot of success in getting Gregory down in that post, Serena, so they're bringing extra help, and we've got to play better out of that area of the floor. It probably is the most critical thing, because when we play well out of those spots, things go pretty good for us. So we've got to play better there.
Kansas State will take on Oklahoma on Wednesday on the road. They'll host Texas Saturday in the wrapping up of the home portion of the schedule, and then it'll be the postseason. K-State is pretty much locked into the 8-9 game. There is still an avenue to get to the 7 seed. It involves KU losing out, but K-State could get to the 7. But for now, it looks like K-State will be the 8-9 game against Texas Tech Thursday at 5 o'clock, with the winner to take on the 1 seed, which might be Texas. We'll see how all that plays out. As we look ahead to the postseason, WNIT or NCAA tournament, one of the oddities of this year has been, even though your rate at 16 wins, you're still in the grouping when we see bracketology for the NCAA tournament. How much, you've mentioned this before, you've spent the last couple of weeks talking about postseason and about it being there. How much do you spend saying, guys, we can still make this thing, we can still make the NCAA tournament here?
Yeah, I think the encouragement, they know these things. You know, the one thing that's probably changed over the course of the last 5, 6, 7 years is the bracketology. You know, it's just like the men now. They're doing it twice a week, so there's, you know, you've got all the social media aspects of this. So we have got to play better, and really that's got to be our emphasis. And if we do, we'll play in the postseason. Now, we're going to have to play really well to play in the NCAAs, but we've been on there, you know. We've been in that. You're right. It would be rare over the last, I don't think you compare past years anymore.
That's tough.
It is. So you got to be real careful about comparing what went on 10 years ago, because
100%.
The new system and the new scheduling, I think we're going to see more 17-win teams, 16-win teams be right there to make it, depending on what they've done in the non-con. So we've got some big wins, but there's going to be no bigger wins in the end of February, early March here. So we'll have every opportunity. And then just like all 10 schools, we'll go to Kansas City with the hope that, you know, we can win a Big 12 championship. And we've played a lot better on neutral floors than we played on road floors. So Kansas City's neutral floor, and I think we're 3-1 on neutral floors.
That's right.
And but we need to play well. We need to grow Wednesday, and it will be a really tough challenge. We end this last week with the two teams at the top of the league.
Yep.
So we're going to have every opportunity this week to do some really, really good things, and it's got to start on Wednesday.
Kansas State against Oklahoma. We'll preview that one last time, hit on what's to come up on Saturday, and get some thank yous in before we sign off for a final time on the Jeff Mitty Show on the K-State Sports Network from Learfield.
People's State Bank offers hometown service with big bank features at our 11 convenient locations statewide. Whether you are looking for a loan, personal or business accounts, ATMs, mobile banking or bill pay, PSB wants to help you. At People's State Bank, we take pride in our communities, and we are proud to be your community bank. Check us out at psbbanks.com. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paint, rubber, crayons, soybeans can make those. Feed for animals, food for us, fuel for our trucks. Yep, those too. Soybeans are a humble little crop that do so much. In fact, they're the most important bean in the world's economy, and many get their start right here in Kansas. The Soybean Checkoff ensures that there is always an innovative way to use soy. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers.
With the Dillon's app, shopping online with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, same personalized deals, same rewards on the same high-quality items like Honeycrisp apples and pasta sauce, with no hidden fees or markups. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Dillon's.com. Dillon's, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You were- ain't seen nothing.
This is Ford Truck Month, America. Time to get up and get into Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for 46 years straight. Like the Ford F-150 or the all-new Ford Super Duty. Or check out Ford Maverick and Ford Ranger pickups. So get into Ford Truck Month and see what a built Ford Tough truck can do for you. There's a great selection in stock and ready for delivery today. Based on 1977 to 2022 calendar year total sales.
Back for a final time on the Jeff Biddy Show as we begin to wrap things up here for the season, the 22-23 season. Of course, the season not over yet. The Wildcats have postseason play around the corner. Looking forward to seeing a lot of these same faces over in Kansas City. Kansas State on the road to Norman on Wednesday. Coverage begins at 6:30. Actually, no, it's an early game. 5:30 for pregame, 6 o'clock for the tip-off, the Wildcat women against the Sooners. And then on Saturday, the game is at 4 o'clock. That's National Girls and Women in Sports Day, being honored along with Senior Day. That's after the game, so come and join us for that, for the game on Saturday against 12th-ranked Texas. Coach, thanks for doing these shows. I know it's, as you said before, there are days where it's fun and cathartic. There's other days where it's not so great, but we do appreciate you being honest and being open and being able to answer all these questions about the Cats.
Well, thanks for what you do, Brian. You've got an incredibly busy schedule, so I appreciate the job you do for our program. And I want to thank all the fans for coming out, because I can't thank you guys enough for being with us. Even when things aren't good, you guys are always super positive. I appreciate that. And we're gonna hopefully finish strong here and make a push.
Absolutely. Love it. And if K-State does go to the WNIT, they have put in a bid to host. So they look to try and get as many home games as possible. We want to see that place packed out with purple. Thanks to everybody again here at Powercat Sports Crew, all the great staff, the waiters and waitresses, and all their help all season long. For Lacey Williams, I'm Brian Smoller. For Sophie Dilley as well here on site, thank you for listening to the Jeff Biddy Show.
Live from the Powercat Sports Grill in Manhattan, this has been the Jeff Mitty Show, brought to you by Powercat Sports Grill, where friends, fans, and families watch every game. People's State Bank, serving Wildcat fans since 1897. People's State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Kansas Strong, strength through reliable oil and natural gas. Get the facts at kansasstrong.com. And by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.